VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. When learning another language, especially as an adult, it's quite common to assemble your thoughts in your native language first, then translate those thoughts into the target language. For example, I can think I want a large iced coffee in English, then translate that to ice kohi erusaizu de o negaishimasu in Japanese. But of course, problems can arise when the words you think of in your native language simply don't exist in the target language. I have some language learning stories of my own to share related to this topic, but I'll save those for later. Today's video gives us a classic example of that in the language of Arabic, which, according to the video, lacks the words yes or no. This is difficult for me to imagine as an English speaker, since yes and no are probably the two most important words in English, and are used all the time. So, in Arabic, what should you say instead of yes or no? Watch the video and find out. It will help give you a bit of insight into Arabic culture. Right now, let's check out today's featured sentence. So the sentence is, the next time you meet an Arab and we ask you a question, you don't need to know the language or the answer. Just say, Inshallah. Okay, one more time. The next time you meet an Arab and we ask you a question, you don't need to know the language or the answer. Just say, Inshallah. Let's go to our pronunciation tips. Question. Question has a short E on the first syllable, and then you have to be careful because even though it's T-I-O-N, you don't have your typical shun sound, like, for example, information or altercation. In this case, question has more of a ch sound in it. So, question. Answer has a long A, a silent W, and then the er sound at the end. And with er, you have to just remember how to spell it. Er can be made by using any vowel with R. For example, answer has ER, bird uses IR, word uses OR, forward uses AR, and absurd uses UR. So you just got to remember that one. There are a few instances of blended words in the sentence. For example, you and a can combine to form you-a. We ask you a question. An and Arab can combine to form an Arab. The next time you meet an Arab. And the and answer can combine to form the answer. You don't need to know the language or the answer. Okay, let's go to our vocabulary words. Our first word is meet. To meet means to arrange or happen to come into the presence of someone. For example, I will meet him at the party tonight. Run into is a similar phrase, although to run into someone implies the meeting was unplanned, whereas meet could be planned or unplanned. Here's an example sentence. I was out shopping yesterday when I ran into Bill. He seems to be doing well. See can often be used as a synonym for meet. For example, okay then, I'll see you tonight at the restaurant. Our next word is Arab. An Arab is a person from Western Asia or North Africa who speaks Arabic as a first language. Here's an example sentence. My neighbor is an Arab and he makes the most delicious hummus. An adjective for Arab would be Arabian. For example, Arabian cuisine. Our next word, Inshallah. Inshallah is an Arabic word meaning if God wills it. Here's an example sentence. Inshallah, there will be peace. And that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. I live in Taiwan, where Mandarin Chinese is the most commonly spoken language, and one challenge for me is that in Mandarin there is no direct equivalent for the English word yes. There is 是, but that is the verb to be and can't always be used in the same way that yes can be used, so I have to be careful. In Japanese, pronouns are often omitted from sentences. While this doesn't pose a big problem when speaking, it makes listening difficult because the context of the sentence needs to be understood before you know specifically who or what is being talked about. So for those of you out there who sometimes struggle with organizing your thoughts in such a way that you can express them in English, believe me when I say that I share your frustrations when speaking Chinese or Japanese. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to do your recording, and I'll catch you next time.